Hello, I'm Simon, and this is the CrowdPress Podcast. WordCamp Europe 25 is over, and now it's time for the big reveal. Where is next year's WordCamp Europe gonna be? A couple of weeks ago, I got together with Sebastian to discuss exactly this. Enjoy.
As I said, I've did this kind of interview before, and it's always a bit weird for the person I'm interviewing, because right now, full disclosure, it's April 26th, and you still have to pretend like you don't know where next year's WordCamp Europe will be.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no one near us. Can you tell me?
Yeah, so it's a bit tricky, but I'm trying to warm up.
Tell me about WordCamp Europe in Krakow then.
Yeah, WordCamp in Krakow, I hope that it will be the greatest WordCamp in Europe ever. This is my aim, because everybody is talking about WordCamp in Germany, in Berlin, that it was the biggest one.
In 2019?
Yeah. So I plan to sign in 4,000 people in Krakow.
Okay.
I've already talked with the venue and said to them, I don't know how you will do it, but I have to have 5,000 places. And they said to me, yes, we'll do it.
Tell me about the venue then. What's the venue?
Our venue is conference center at the bank of River Wisla. This is nearby Wawelkassel. So if you will be inside, you will be able to see through a big windows our castle. Because I don't know if you know, but Kraków was a Polish capital. And it has been moved to Warsaw almost 500 years ago. Krakow is also a bit different city than Warsaw, because Warsaw, or Warsaw in English, is very modern. There are huge roads, very bright, etc. And Krakow is an old city, especially in the center.
So it has a proper old city center with like scenic views and...
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. So the venue is great. We also have plans about party. So the party, we hope, will be in a fort. Soldiers were situated. There are many different places, different corners. There are also a stage outside, a lot of grass, so it looks gorgeous. Hopefully the weather would be okay.
Tell me a bit about the Polish WordPress community.
Well, I've joined Polish WordPress community 2 years ago, and when I joined, there was only one camp a year, Poland. And after WordCamp Gliwice 23, next year there have been 4 WordCamps in Poland. So we were able to gather new people, making more marketing, trying to encourage people that WordPress is not only for developers. Right now, for example, we have in 2 months WordCamp in Krakow.
In a couple of weeks from when this is published?
Yes, in a couple of weeks. Last year, we've published an event on LinkedIn. We have 500 people last year. This year, now it's almost 900 people. And I hope that at the end of May, it will be 1,500 people. So it will be 3 times more than last year. And in my opinion, it's a good sign that there is more place to bring more people to WordCamp, because as we are talking about it, it is not only for developers.
You will be the local lead for WordCamp Europe next year, right?
I hope so.
You will most likely be local lead for WordCamp Europe next year. And I know that in the proposals you make when you apply to be a host city, and you did that the second time, right? I know that you were runner-up last year.
Yeah.
Then Basel was picked.
Yeah.
And that's a pattern I think we see very often, that cities that applied once and did not make it in one of the following years. So I'm not surprised.
This year we have opportunity to have much better venue. Also organizing team was working hard to fill in the form. And I've said to myself, okay, I will not do it for the third time. Everybody made a great job. We prepared application to have convention bureau, so city hall on our side. They help us. And for example, every attendee that would be in Kraków next year will have opportunity to use public transport for free.
That is really cool.
Yeah. I hope so, because Kraków is great, so all tracks will be recorded, and I'm not astonished if some people will say, well, maybe we will jump out from World Camp to see Wawel Castle, or...
That is not something we can recommend during the World Camp, people. Just stay a couple of days longer and experience the city.
Yes, and frankly, I'm thinking about it to contact them and say, okay, please extend the validity for the tickets. I think that it would be great to encourage people to come, I don't know, 1 or 2 days in advance to get in touch with the city, to travel for free, I hope. If not, I think that we will not have problems to find a sponsor.
If I'm in Kraków, what should I put on my list of places to visit and things to see, what I like the...
Well, so Wawel Castle for sure, where Polish kings were living and ruling. Another one, Mariacki Church. So this church has two towers. One is taller than another, and there's the legend about it. I will not tell you.
Oh, no spoilers. Okay.
And the third one, well, maybe a salt mine in Wieliczka. It is one of the oldest in Europe. And there is also one legend about one Polish queen, but I don't want to tell you about it.
Again, no spoilers. Okay. I'll check it out. Is there any food I should check out as well?
Food. So Polish cuisine is interesting. I think... pierogi are well known throughout the world. Schabowe, something like we are now in Vienna, so Wiener Schnitzel, it is something similar. But we have in Kraków many different cultures, so there are many different restaurants, and for sure everybody will find something for him or her to eat.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to join WordCamp Europe 2026 in Kraków. I mean, I've been attending since forever, so...
Have you ever been in Kraków?
No, never before.
Okay, so we have to have a chance to be for the first time. I can only add that have airport nearby Kraków, very well connected with the city, with a train. So if you are going to plan by the plane or by a train or by car, so... Yes, it's very, very easy and comfortable.
I was really excited to see that there's a very easy connection by train from Berlin. That was nice to see, because I think I will be traveling by train and see a bit of the country on my way to the city. Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about it. And yeah, it's a secret.
Not anymore if you can hear this, because yeah. Then it's out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.